Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Paul and Jordana, DJ producing today, still reacting to the bizarre hearing where we got to peer into the homes of Anthony Fauci and Lamar Alexander, and we got to see Senator Alexander's dog. Some weird moments today.
So life is weird.
It is increasingly weird, but the whole idea was getting to the experts and getting their opinions. Robert Redfield, head of the CDC, was on. Here's one of many things that Anthony Fauci had to say that made me do a double take.
If you do not do an adequate response, we will have the deleterious consequence of more infections and more deaths. If we do not respond in an adequate way when the fall comes, given that it is without a doubt that there will be infections that will be in the community, then we run the risk of having a resurgence. I would hope by that point in time, in the fall, that we have more than enough to respond adequately. But if we don't, there will be problems.
And again, Jor, he said that we seem to be moving in the right direction in many spots in the United States, not uniformly. We're moving in the right direction, but to say that we have the virus under control, in Fauci's estimation, is a stretch. And he also thinks the death count is significantly higher than 81,000.
Really?
Because many
they're
people...
They're just not being attributed to COVID because they have maybe some lung issues or some underlying things?
Exactly. So...
I found it interesting the way he addressed kids, because a lot of people I'm seeing are frustrated with, are they going to go back to school? What are we going to do with them this summer? That the school, you know, the beaches and the public parks are closed. Summer camps are closed. Sports are closed, you know, for the summer. So I understand parents' frustration, but it was interesting when he talked about the kids, about how much we don't know about the virus, and that there could be a real risk to children, that they have this this Kawasaki disease that is somehow in kids with COVID coming out. And it, as a parent, you think, oh my gosh, I don't care how much your kids are driving you nuts, sending them back when there's still this unknown that can be even more deadly than the COVID for them is, we need to take a step back. At least that was my reaction to listening to him talk with the Senate today.
Absolutely. And he talked about the odds of a second wave of infection later in the summer and the fall. Mm-hmm. What are the odds of that happening? Here's what Anthony Fauci had to say about that.
If we do not respond in an adequate way when the fall comes, given that it is without a doubt that there will be infections that will be in the community, then we run the risk of having a resurgence.
I think we all want our kids back in school. Mm-hmm. But what are the liability issues? I'm thinking if you're the chancellor of a university and you say, all right, let's open everything up, let's have all the students back on campus. Mm-hmm. And if students come back and some percentage become sick and some small percentage of the sick become very sick and die, what are the liability concerns? Could parents come after the university for tens of millions of dollars? Mm-hmm. Hey, you told us it was safe on your campus, and yet people are dying. So that, I think, is part of the calculus that's going on right now in the minds of not only university presidents, but also people that are running companies. You know, is it safe to come into my business? Well, I think so. But nothing is ever 100%, especially in the time of COVID-19.
We're actually going to talk about that, and we're going to open the phone lines in the 4:30 hour because I know we're all anxious to get things opened up. So we are going to ask the question, what do you want to open after the stay-at-home order expires Monday, if the stay-at-home order expires Monday? We know that the governor still has this week to make an announcement if he wants, but what is it that you are most likely or most wanting to reopen? And also, what are you willing to tolerate? Like, would you go to a party with 50 people? Would you plan a party with 50 people? Would you go on that family vacation? Would you get on an airplane? We are curious to know, if the stay-at-home order does expire on Monday, what are you going to be willing to do? So that open phone segment is going to be at 4:30. But when we come back, the funny, the weird, the bizarre, the unusual, what's Elon Musk up to after he named his baby an unpronounceable name? We'll tell you all of that next. Normally, we would have led with a story like this, that one of the largest pieces of uncontrolled space debris fell and landed on Earth. But, you know, the real world is much stranger than stuff like that. We have so many bizarre things. So we kind of miss this. It passed directly over Los Angeles and Central Park in New York and landed in the Atlantic Ocean. So get this. On May 5th, China launched a Long March 5B rocket with an unmanned prototype into space. It weighed nearly 8 tons. The larger for an object like this, dense pieces of the parts of the rocket engine could survive re-entry and crash to Earth. And that's what happens. So a giant piece of, you know, and you know what? I'm a little sick of China. China's sending the United States all sorts of bad stuff lately. So no thank you. We don't want your mixed, your overmanaged currency. We don't want your coronavirus. We don't want any of your bad stuff. Stop sending us space junk also. And they say NASA says tracking objects traveling quickly through the atmosphere is hard to predict. You think? I would think that would be hard to predict. But this thankfully landed in the Atlantic Ocean and nobody was hurt. So China, stop it.
Yes, China, if you're listening right now.
Stop it.
Stop it. Right now. So last week we played a clip from Fox News, Pete Hegseth more or less encouraging people to go out and take one for the team.
Oh boy.
And, you know, not to resist getting infected. We're warriors and all of that. It turns out that some prisoners at a Los Angeles County jail had the same idea. Become infected purposely with novel coronavirus so they could be released from custody. And they all did it together. Jor, it's like something out of a bad horror movie. One by one, last month, groups of inmates inside the North County Correctional Facility drank from the same hot water bottle, sniffed out of the same face mask before passing it on to the next guy for his turn. And listen to this. The county, 357 positive tests now among inmates, an infection rate that has tripled since the end of April. But again, the whole idea was, if I get this thing, even purposely, maybe they'll let me out, right, on good behavior?
Oh, my gosh.
No signs that they're being let out early, but just a bad idea.
Good.
Bad idea.
Yeah, maybe they should keep them in a little longer for stupidity. We don't need people like that out on the streets, right? Hashtag bad choices.
Yep.
Well, here's a fun one. A bear with a tooth busted into a mountain cabin in Tennessee and brought its friends along for the party. This bear clearly has no idea physical distancing and is ready to party. The owner of the cabin said that the bear opened a locked door and forced its way into the cabin on Friday morning. She and her friend were chatting inside while their husbands were out. She looked up. She heard a noise. She couldn't figure out what she was going on. She moved a little bit, saw the bear, and ran upstairs to hide in a bedroom while the bear wandered around the cabin. Three other bears were milling about on the porch. Can you imagine? You're upstairs in your bedroom, and the bear is making himself a sandwich in the kitchen. She says it knocked over over the trash. It knocked over a book, destroyed a couple of decks of cards. Oh, boy, that's nothing. She said there were scratches on the walls. And get this, the bear has a sweet tooth because he took a ton of candy and snacks that were sitting on the kitchen counter. Now, this is my kind of bear because it got away with 5 pounds of Reese's peanut butter cups, a pound of M&Ms, 2 pounds of Sour Patch Kids, 2 bags of potato chips, tub of peanut butter pretzels, and some Dove salted caramel candy. Oh, by the way, the bear also took 2 beers and 2 Diet Cokes and a little bit of allergy medicine that was also on the table. What kind of diet are these people having in this cabin in Tennessee? It sounds like what I would eat.
That's a cry for help. I'm amazed they're still alive. Holy cow.
Maybe the bear was doing her a favor.
Maybe. Hey, Anthony Fauci is Exhibit A, Accumulated Wisdom and Perspective No 20-somethings Can Match. Many cultures from Japan to Italy revere and value their seniors for that accumulated wisdom and perspective. By the way, Anthony Fauci is 79, which got me wondering. Older people who have done amazing things. Mother Teresa got a Nobel Peace Prize when she was 69 for her work with Missionaries of Charity. That was the worldwide organization that helped to feed the sick, the poor, and the dying. Grandma Moses didn't start painting till she was 76. One of my heroes, John Glenn, first American to orbit the Earth. He made history again. At the age of 77, he became the oldest person to travel in space. He rode on the space shuttle Discovery and over the course of 9 days orbited the Earth 134 times. Colonel Sanders, KFC, was 65, Jor. Listen to this. Wow. He got his first Social Security check for $99. He realized that's not going to get the job done. $99. He made the decision he needed to change his life. With his chicken recipe, he took action, traveled the nation until somebody took a chance on him, and Kentucky Fried Chicken was born. He was 65 when he launched KFC. Pablo Picasso produced 347 engravings in 1 year at the age of 87. Susan B. Anthony, who formed the International Woman Suffrage Alliance, was 80 when she did that. Laura Ingalls Wilder, author of Little House on the Prairie, was 64 when she published her first work.
I did not know that.
Nelson Mandela, elected president of South Africa in 93 at the age of 75. The first non-white head of state in South African history. And Benjamin Franklin was 70 when he signed the Declaration of Independence. He did not retire from public service until he was 82. I'm glad we have people like Anthony Fauci in public service trying to preserve and protect public health. He's 79, still getting the job done.
I think you took too long with that story because your music ran out.
Oh, sorry.
David not says sorry. Yes. And wrap it up. But we got to the end with Anthony Fauci, so good job. So Florida. So none of those people on your list, I'm pretty sure, ever lived in Florida.
No, I don't think so. People do dumb stuff.
Yeah, people do dumb stuff there. When beaches in Cocoa Beach reopened last week, because yes, they did, people flocked to them. A lot of visitors did the right thing and disposed of their cans and litter in trash cans. Other just threw them on the beach. I guess it was an absolute free-for-all, although why would it be any different another weekend in Florida? A Florida-based nonprofit says it's seen an influx of trash since the city beaches reopened the first weekend in May. 2 weekends ago, the team collected 297 bags of trash at 40 pounds a bag. That's almost 12,000 pounds. He estimates the weight was higher because a lot of things were left on poles and on chairs and things like that. This weekend, the number was close to 300 bags of trash. That's more than 12,000 pounds. And they're saying stop it. They're worried about what the trash will do to marine life and also the beach environment. The goal is to keep the beaches clean so humans and animals can enjoy it. Like, really, Florida? You guys got to go back to the beach. Don't be jerks. Don't be litter bugs. Come on. Take care of your beaches or else they should close them down because you guys are just bad people and throw stuff on the ground. Who does that? And don't
it's
just
the
say
heat.
Florida. Does that?
I think it's the direct sunshine and the heat. It fries your brain.
No.
And people make bad decisions.
They're all idiots.
Speaking of bad decisions, you want to go on a Carnival cruise, Jor? I picture you on a cruise ship right now.
I mean, not really.
Well, bookings have gone up 600% for Carnival. Well, they're starting up again in August. I was amazed to see this. August 2020 bookings actually are up 200% over August 2019 bookings. And one of the reasons they've dropped the price, you can be on a cruise now for as little as $28 a night. Still not sure that would get me onto a cruise ship right now.
$28 a night?
$28. Cheaper to live on a cruise ship than it is to just live on your own right now.
That's insane. $28 a night. Well, yep. I can see why people are booking them, but I still don't think I'd do it. So, rumor has it, and the Star Tribune, of course, that the governor is going to extend the order on Monday, but it does actually expire. It does expire on Monday. The governor will most likely, we don't know what he's going to do yet because he hasn't done it yet, and we want to hear it straight from the horse's mouth, so no rumors get started here on WCCO Radio. But what are you dying to have reopen after the stay-at-home order does expire? Are you a restaurant person? Are you a movie person? Is it, you know, the catering hall so you can make your kid's wedding or get married? What is it? Our phone number is 651-989-9226, 651-989-9226. We're opening the phones next. What are you dying to have open up? I know it feels like a luxury and it might feel frivolous right now because people are dying, but what is that thing? Are you a moviegoer? Do you love the restaurants? Do you just love to shop brick and mortar retail? I love to shop brick and mortar retail. What is that one thing? I'll tell you what it is for me. You know, I'm planning, well, sort of planning a bat mitzvah at the end of August or early September. That's when her date is. I would love the governor to say you can have family gatherings of 50 people. I don't know if that's going to happen. I really don't. And I don't know if it's safe. I don't know a lot of things. But in my perfect world, we would have antibody tests. And there would be less restrictions on how many people can meet. That's my little Jordana fantasy right now, because I am really hoping for that. Paul, what are you missing the most that you want to have reopened? And we're also taking calls, 651-989-9226.
I'm missing a lot of things right now, but I think restaurants, the ability to just go out, have a nice meal and a beer or two or glass of wine with friends and converse over dinner. You know, I will never take that for granted again when things do open up, whenever that blessed moment takes place. A lot of us will not take those things for granted. And, Jor, I hear you. And, you know, we're about to have our kids back from Seattle, including a four-month-old grandchild. And so, I mean, for me, the notion of being in a large group, 50 people, and then possibly bringing something back into the house and infecting Jordan, again, who was named after you.
Clearly.
That scares the bejeebers out of me.
Yeah,
so
I
think my risk tolerance is going to be different than yours, and that's okay. I mean, we shouldn't be shaming each other because you're willing to do things that maybe I can't do as much as I'd like.
651-989-9226. Michelle's in Belle Plaine. Michelle, what are you dying to have open up?
Hey, actually, it's Michael in Belle Plaine, but fine. That's all right. Hey, you know, I'm a guy that loves to go out on weekends and go to smaller towns and visit the downtowns and the little shops and all that stuff, which I'm hoping that sooner or later. But I know a lot of people down here in southern Minnesota are really upset and frustrated because, as you know, over the weekend, the candy shop opened up in Jordan.
It did.
Yep, and everybody knows that Tim Walz is really good friends with those owners, going back to their teaching days together. And I, and a lot of people down here just think it's unfair that these small little businesses, shops, downtown areas are closed, but he can open up shops for his friends at any will, at any whim. So, you know, and just because they say they have apples and oranges, I think a lot of people down here are really frustrated with what the governor did in allowing that to have 300-400 people crowd into that place over the weekend, which is terribly wrong. So thank you.
Yeah, thank
Michael,
you, Michael.
We appreciate you. I know that was a little off topic, but this is also a place where we want to hear what's on your mind and what you're thinking about. And I did not know that the governor was friends with the owners. I didn't have that information. And I feel that, Michael. I feel that your frustration and people's frustration about not being able to open up. We're hearing that a lot.
Jor, the enforcement cannot, should not be arbitrary, right? It needs to be.
No.
Right? I mean, across the board, apply equally to everyone. Whatever those regulations are, just enforce them the same. So we know what to expect. Jim in Maple Grove, what are you looking forward to, Jim?
Well, mine's a little off topic also, but I've been watching the paper since March, and over half of the counties have less than 20, and the governor has the authority over the last month to go by county or by state. And when you see counties that have one reported or five reported, they should be able to open it up. And I don't care if it's, I prefer restaurants like you do and bars like that. Now, I'm over 70. I don't live in an assisted living, but I think if you take a look at its density, its assisted living, and its pre-health conditions that are the major contributors to these, and they're making the whole state, just like the previous caller said, suffer because he's not showing the leadership. And if he wants to think out of the box, identify where the hot spots is. And the last thing is take a look, listen to his last Friday conference call or on TV when someone asked him about Sweden. And he said, well, they didn't shut anything down because their citizens, they figure their citizens are socially responsible. And then there was a pause and he said, just like the Minnesota citizens. Well, if they're so socially responsible, he needs to open more things up. And especially to outstate. If you live in a small town with one or two restaurants, and this is all said and done, and they don't reopen, how would you feel having to drive 40, 50 miles to have that glass of wine with your friends or a nice dinner? Because we have no idea what the ramifications are going to be to outstate Minnesota.
Hey, Jim, can I ask you one question since I have you? And,
yes, you said. Can.
What you said resonates with me. What happens if we do that in the counties that aren't experiencing the issues, like Nobles County down in southwestern Minnesota, over 1,100 cases?
Well, they are. Nobles is having issues primarily because of the meat pack. But,
You're right. But it's the assisted living. It's meat packing where you have, you know, high density people working very closely together. What happens if the governor does open things up entirely and then you've got a spike of cases? I mean, at that point, he might have to shut things down again. Are you okay with that?
Absolutely. If there's direction, but it gets back to on the one side, it's social responsibility. In my household, if the bars and restaurants open up in Hennepin County, we probably won't go out because my wife's not comfortable and I'm not going to go out to dinner or drinking without my wife. So but it's our decision. And you sit there and like, I can sit here and be fat and sassy. I've got a pension. I got Social Security. Think of all the people in the, what do they call that? Bars and restaurants, whatever that is, entertainment.
Hospitality.
Profession. Yeah. Yeah. The hospitality. You know, and you take a look at how many steps backwards financially are they ever going to get their head above water? And like one guy that was on some other talk show sitting there and saying, yeah, on rent, they passed some legislation or something that you can't be evicted for like 6 months. But he said, in 6 months, when that 6 months rent's due, where am I going to come up with $6,000 instead of the $1,000 a month I haven't been able to pay?
Good point, Jim. Thanks for calling in. Appreciate you sharing your thoughts.
We hear you. Yeah. We're going to take more calls. The phone line's lit up, so let's talk. We want to hear you. We want to listen. 651-989-9226. We'll keep it going next. Back, it's 451. Jordana and Paul, David at the helm. We are talking about what you are dying to have reopened. We know that Governor Walz will probably, although he hasn't done it yet, will probably extend the stay-at-home order. After Monday, it is set to expire Monday. So what is that thing that you want to open? Me personally, I want gatherings of about 50 people because I'd like to make a bat mitzvah for my family. Paul says, no, he wouldn't do that, but you do miss restaurants, right, buddy?
A burger and a beer with friends. Yeah. Face to face, not on a damn screen. Yes, face to face, please.
651-989-9226. Mike's in Minneapolis. What do you miss, Mike?
Hey, I miss Mickey's
Mike.
Yeah.
Mickey's.
Oh.
Yep.
Yes.
I just want an all-day
it's
breakfast.
It's so small in there.
And a side of sass from the waitress.
Yes.
I love Mary.
You deserve that, Mike.
That's free. The sass is free, but
that's
it makes,
right.
Mary's makes for the
best.
Experience. You're
she's
right.
The best.
Thanks for the call, Mike.
Take care.
Thank you, Mike.
Mark's in South St. Paul. Mark, what do you miss?
Admittedly, I'd love the parks to be really opened up for big gatherings, base, games, whatever and such. Admittedly, it's the bookstores open up, so you can go in and get a book, libraries, that kind of thing. Though I wouldn't mind asking Paul a question.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, hit me. Sure, hit him.
Well, it's a question. I know Jordana's going to end up on the floor twitching.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah.
I hope not.
It's one word you hate most, Jordana. Dew point. So one question. I'm a Paul, a Skywarn spotter. There's a formula I've been trying to find, and I haven't had any luck. It's the one that gives you the potential energy of a given volume of air for a given temperature and a given dew point.
I do not amazingly have that off the top of my head.
I've tried asking around. I've even tried Googling everything else, and I can't find it. I know I'm asking you to go back to your Jurassic days where the professor is stomping around the halls looking for
the
undergrads to look for.
Hey, make sure I have your information. I'll be happy to follow up off the air and give you as many resources as I can. Okay,
okay,
Mark?
All right, thank you.
Thank you, sir. Marty in Easton, what do you miss most?
Honestly, being a disabled person, low income, it's the thrift stores, because we have to do a lot of our shopping at thrift stores, and when they're open, they're not open, you just can't go. But I wanted to call in, too, because of, I think it was Jim a couple callers ago, talking about rural Minnesota, and you have to drive 40 miles to get a bottle of wine. I want to know what Cloudy's living under. That's a misrepresentation.
Oh.
Our local liquor stores are open. If they were open before, they're open now. If you had to drive 40 miles before, you still have to. The problem stems from Reaganomics 30 years ago when we rolled up these small towns and lost all our businesses. Our local town here, Wells, Minnesota, Dairy Queen's open, Subway's open, the pizza shop is open. That's all of our restaurants. You can't eat inside, but you can walk in and order, or you can take your food to go. The grocery store is open. You can get hardware at the hardware stores. Now, if you have to drive the 40 miles to Mankato, then it is just the Walmart and the Target open, and now the stupid candy store open. That, I think, is a mistake. There needs to be some kind of balance. But I, as I said before, I hope we see this as a greater reflection on life. My father was born in the Depression. He just turned 87. Like he says, we closed down all the small-town hospitals and stores, forcing everybody to consolidate into bigger ones, and now we're paying the price, and this is a perfect example. So we need to get the small towns to have stores again. How we do it is up for debate. Political parties argue with each other with what the cause is, but the cause has been consolidation. So we need to somehow get to the root of this problem and fix the greater problem.
Thank you, Marty.
Marty, we appreciate the call. Some of these texts say this: I want fabric stores to reopen for retail shoppers, not just curbside pickup. Yes. Good.
Yeah. I hope absolutely.
That happens.
Another texter says, my wish is for small family gatherings.
My wish is small family gatherings to better get married.
We did that in stereo.
Are we having a technical glitch that I don't know about?
It's been one long technical glitch for 3 years, Jor. No, we're trying to read text. My wish is for small family gatherings to be okay. My daughter gets married in 2 weeks. We'd like our immediate families to be present. Hair salons and barbers, please. Another writes, I miss ball games. Amen. Another texter, I can't wait for church to open up so I can worship in real life and not online. Yes.
Us too. Thanks for the calls. We'll see you next segment with top stories.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.